If you got a sex drive, baby, put it in reverse. Hey, put it in reverse. Yeah, I want it bad.
Nazo is my name. Bravo is what they say. So.
Nazo is short for Nazareth. An Armenian rapper, Nazo Bravo, says audiences say Bravo after they've heard him perform, including when he sings his signature song, Put It In Reverse. Got a sex drive, baby, put it in reverse. And when it comes to his music, the Los Angeles-based performer says he has two sides, A and B. Side A is all about being entertaining, rapping like other MCs do, about women, getting turnt up, and conspicuous consumption.
But at the same time, also get the message across of what I believe in and who I am as a person and you know, what has happened to my people as well, which also affects who I am. And I believe that hip-hop, entertainment period, but hip-hop especially, is a great platform for that because there's so much focus on what you actually say.
Roll out the carpet. Bring out the bottles. Nazo Bravo. Mighty high.
When it comes to his serious side, Bravo has a lot to say about his Armenian heritage, a culture he was steeped in after his birth in Hollywood, California, which is home to a community known as Little Armenia. The tradition continued when his family moved to the San Fernando Valley, another part of L.A. with a significant Armenian population, especially in Bravo's household.
There was multiple generations. My parents are from Armenia. You know, they kind of left during the Soviet Union. My grandparents were also in the house, and my great-grandmother was also in the house. So I had multiple generations in my house. So in my house, it was like Armenia. Outside, it was L.A.
His earliest musical memories include Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson. Bravo was even known to dance on the table to entertain his family. California. In his teens, Tupac Shakur became a favorite. Bravo says he came of age in what he describes as the golden era of rap.
The core of hip-hop, what it in its purest form is... You know, what it started from is the voice of black culture, struggle, poverty, talking about problems, and also having something that was, creating something that was their own in a system that didn't really allow for them to really shine.
Initially, the son of an auto body shop owner never thought of making hip-hop his profession. So he went to the University of California, Irvine, to study computers and business management. But when a friend offered some beats, he began rapping original material. But negotiating the rap world was not easy, and he started questioning his own commitment.
Are you working on something every day to further your career, or are you doing this when you feel like it, and the other days you're out chasing girls, getting drunk, hanging out, living life, or whatever? You know what I mean?
So were you?
I went through the phase where I wasn't.
Just when he was thinking of giving up, he got encouragement from rapper Kendrick Lamar, who told him, in essence, to find his own lane and stick with it. Bravo was also inspired by rappers who act, LL Cool J, Ice-T, and Tupac Shakur. He began taking acting class in 2010.
Certain things started happening for me quicker than a lot of other people that had been in class. You know, I got on MTV... for a music video with Jadakiss and BET, and I was like, man, I got on these music channels through acting before I did through my music, so I need to stick to this.
TV show and movie appearances followed. His list of acting credits continues to grow, including his starring role in Armenia, My Love, a feature film released this year about the Armenian genocide.
My character is an Armenian intellectual who the Turks rounded up on the eve of the genocide and deported and killed most of them. And so I'm a doctor in my community. I'm one of the leaders. We go to Constantinople and bad things start happening.
The consensus of historians is that 1.5 million Christian Armenians were killed by the Turks during the Ottoman Empire starting 101 years ago. Turkey, a strategic NATO partner, denies the genocide, and the United States has yet to acknowledge it officially.
For the Jewish people, the Holocaust has been recognized, and they still make films about it. They still remind people of the great crime. For us, the way we feel, imagine how we feel, it happened to us, and it still hasn't officially been recognized. You know what I mean? So that's something that we fight for every year. We rally. It was a genocide, and everyone knows it, but the United States can't officially, at this point, declare it as such. Because if they do, there might be a lot of repercussions of that. You know, you open up this can of worms that Turkey definitely doesn't want.
Bravo believes his movies and music are tools that will help the world recognize the history of his ancestors. Another example of that is his song, High Power, a twist on Kendrick Lamar's song, High Power. Only in Bravo's case, the high is spelled H-Y-E, which means Armenian. Just my people's voice sprinkled with some hood flavor raised off of black sounds of freedom. The message of Bravo's B-side rap includes the lyrics, every individual that was murdered in my family, I'd go back in time wishing I could save you. I'm just my people's voice, sprinkled with some hood flavor, raised off of black sounds of freedom. Letano Zizwe, DW, Los Angeles. In your books, homie, pick up game, the same parish crooks told me. I think the president is smoking some weed, bumping his beat, and tripping off my people's misery. Got some real advice on my Vegas trip from the homie Kayla Moy. Said, find your own niche. This right here is high power. I've been none less than high power. From the heart, beat this. Food for thought, eat this. I mean, this dish is Kirk Accordion owning Vegas and making billions. High power. Throw your hands up for high power. Visions of Hood on Dink staring at me while he's shot up in the middle of the street, bleeding badly. I think you try to tell me something, there'll never be peace. What's the point? Like a belly button. Now a man with blood on his hands shouldn't throw stones.